And if something's common, very common and easy to find, you say you don't have to look for it in a special place. You can find that just about.
Not in a minute, a second. Any time, wherever you knew where it's at.
Speaking of a place you could find it, you say you could find that just about.
Any time.
Or any. You can find that.
Anywhere.
Okay. Somebody slipped on the ice and fell this way, you'd say they fell.
Backwards.
If they fell this way, you'd say they fell.
Falling.
Okay.
Please.
Say you were out fishing. Somebody asked you, did you catch a fish? You say, no. Blank.
No fish today and no luck.
Did you ever use nary? Anybody say, no, nary one?
No, not nary one. No, I didn't see that.
Okay.
I've heard it said.
If a schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, he might say, why did she blame me? What he had or hasn't done, he said,
why she blame me? It wasn't me that did.
Okay. Somebody might apologize for breaking something in your house you didn't really care for it anyway. You might say, that's all right.
It's a good riddance.
That's all right. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
Just to me, I mean, I say I didn't like it. It's a good riddance. Get rid of it.
Like
it anyhow.
Okay. Crying child might say he was eating candy and
didn't give me a piece of it.
All right. Okay. If no one else will look out for somebody, you say they have to look out. If no one else will look out for them, you say they have to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he has to do it
for himself.
What'd you call? Now, I want to get some of the foods you eat and you cook and things like that. Flour baked in, what's made of flour baked in loaves, you say?
Bread.
Okay.
Loaves of bread.
All right. Well, it's made to rise, you say. You call that.
Dough ready to bake. Okay. You're putting it there.
What about some other kinds of bread made with flour?
You make biscuits.
Did you ever use any with potato? Any kind of dough with potato?
No. They can, but no, it's done.
All right. What kinds of things would you make from cornmeal, Mr. John?
Make cornbread.
Okay.
You heard that joke about the cornbread?
Uh-huh.
That boy come home and says, oh, Papa, he says, I was learning algebra today. He says, what you learning today? He says, power square. He says, man, he says, you ain't learned nothing. He says, power round. He says, cornbread square.
Okay. Cornbread square. Some of the other stuff you might make with cornmeal.
You make, they call them hoe cakes.
Okay.
And,
hoe cakes.
Cornmeal mush.
Alright.
Of course, that's kind of like cooked, like grits. But this ain't dry. That'd be cornbread.
Alright, what about a large cake maybe made of cornmeal? You might call that
a hoe cake.
Alright. Do you ever remember, say, a cornbread you might cook in a skillet? It was about an inch thick, large and round.
Pound of cornbread, pound, they call it.
Okay.
Pound.
And maybe if you they were round and you had some green pepper and onions mixed in them. You used to eat these maybe a lot of time with seafood.
Yeah, hush puppies.
Hush puppies?
Yeah. And fried at deep fat fry.
All right. Did you ever boil any maybe in cheesecloth with beans or greens or something? Or?
No, I know I haven't.
Or what about something you have with chicken made out of cornmeal?
Dressing, oh yeah, cornbread dressing. Yeah, he's taking, that's good, cornbread dressing.
All right.
And giblets. Take the giblets of a turkey, the chicken, and mix all that up with the other seasoning. You can either bake it in the same pan with the chicken, baked chicken, or some people prefer stuffing the bird. But I don't know, I'd rather have it sitting in the pan.
What about something you dish out like mashed?